AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Trump claims one of his predecessors told him he wishes he'd been the one to attack Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the latest.
Twice yesterday, the president said he did what no other chief executive had the courage to do, bomb Iran.
There's no president that wanted to do it.
And later told reporters.
I've spoken to a certain president, who I like, actually. A past president, former president. He said, I wish I did it.
Asked which president?
I can't tell you that. I don't want to embarrass him. It would be very bad for his career, even though he's got no career left.
One little problem, though. Representatives for all four living presidents, Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Biden, say none have been in touch with President Trump recently. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In an AP interview, Brian McGinnis, a Marine veteran whose outburst at a U.S. Senate committee hearing saw him being forced out by security at the expense of a broken hand, says he felt compelled to use the gathering of lawmakers to voice his opposition to U.S. policy in the Middle East.
After going through this very, very difficult last 2.5 years of watching innocents die and hearing the generals ignore all of that and just go on as if America has done no wrong and has not laid out the red carpet for Israel to commit a genocide, I had heard enough, and with the Marine Combat Act coming up next, I felt that it was my time to speak.
New pro basketball franchises could be headed to two popular Western U.S. cities. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NBA may move a step closer to adding teams in Seattle and Las Vegas next week when expansion will be again discussed by the league's Board of Governors. Two people with knowledge of the matter tell the Associated Press. It's expected that a vote on whether to go forward with those two cities as the sole targets for expansion takes place next week as well.
This is AP News. The Iran war is making a bad U.S. farming economy even more challenging.
Shipping disruptions caused by Iran essentially stopping tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz have resulted in a potential shortage of fertilizer American farmers need for their crops. Seventh-generation Missouri farmer Tom Waters says he already has purchased most of his fertilizer for the spring planting season.
I've talked to my supplier about what we need. We've got some of it locked in. He's still having some struggles getting the fertilizer that he needs locked in.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing says the length of the Iran war will determine fertilizer prices.
It does depend on how long this conflict keeps going.
Experts say the rising cost of fertilizer, coupled with an already bad farm economy, could push some farmers out of business. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.